Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. 2021 has been a year of crisis at Rikers Island and other jails in New York City. 14 people have died since January in New York City custody. And every day, hundreds of corrections officers call in sick or just don't show up for work. But what's driving that crisis goes beyond a staffing issue. And the result is that more and more people are held in jail longer as they await trial. Joining me now by Skype to talk about all of this is WNYC and Gothamist reporter George Joseph. George, good morning.
Hi, Michael.
George, your reporting has found that the backlog in court cases has ballooned since the pandemic began. Why is that, and what does that mean for people locked up on Rikers Island?
So let's go back to 2020, Michael. All of society shut down, and that included courts. There were virtually no trials happening last year, and that caused thousands of criminal cases to pile up in the system. Fast forward a little bit to March of 2021, the courts partially reopened, but there were really only a few trial rooms that were available. So that usual pressure that exists on prosecutors and defendants, like a trial is really going to happen right now, which kind of affects the deals prosecutors are willing to make for pleas and defendants' interest in taking them, that pressure just wasn't there. And that also caused system clog. As of last month, more than 52,000 criminal cases were pending in the state court system in New York City. That's nearly a 40% jump from last year. The result is, right now, over 1,700 people have been waiting in city jails for trial. They haven't gotten their right to trial exercised. And that's been a major factor in the overall growth in city jails since then.
Mayor de Blasio has blamed the courts repeatedly for not getting up and running fast enough to deal with this backlog of cases that you described, George. What has the city done to improve the situation?
Yes, the mayor has repeatedly criticized the court system, which happens to be a state agency that he's not directly in charge of. But the courts point out they can't just wave away this backlog and case delays overnight. There's a few options here, Michael. One would be to reduce the backlog by creating more spaces for trial rooms and grand jury proceedings. But what the court administrators say is the city and de Blasio haven't actually given them proper realistic spaces and enough spaces to increase trial capacity. Another option would be to relax social distancing rules in court. So right now, they're following guidelines that say you have to keep people 6 feet apart. Court administrators have floated the idea of moving that down to 3 feet as long as people are wearing masks. But what we found in our reporting is that when you talk to court administrators, the governor's office, and the Department of Health, everyone is pointing the finger elsewhere. Oh, we're waiting for the CDC to tell us what to do. Oh, we're waiting for the governor or the Department of Health to tell us what to do. So there's no clear leader making that change happen.
Let's look at the human impact here, George. Can you tell us about one of the detainees you profiled for this coverage?
Sure. We reported on the case of a man named Rafael Negron. He's a Bronx resident, and he was accused of a murder in Manhattan. His case isn't that complicated. He says it was a self-defense shooting. And it's on video. A jury just has to decide if they believe his story. But it's been over a year since he was arrested, and he still hasn't gotten to go to trial. In October, court officers, were waiting for him, but his court date was canceled. Still, the Department of Corrections appear to be not aware of this, and so his jail guards woke him up that morning and took him to court. Again, a huge waste of resources for a date that had been canceled. And his date that he was supposed to have was pushed back because the judge in his case simply didn't have enough court staff or trial room availability to hold his hearing. So now he has to wait for that hearing till December, pushing his waiting time to now 13 months. In that time, he's complained about medical care at Rikers. And because he's a diabetic, he's had to go to the hospital several times. As of yesterday, his family says he was in critical condition at Bellevue because of kidney damage.
Your reporting, George, has found that many different actors are implicated in case delays. Why is there not a will to fix this?
It's a really complex problem, Michael. And part of the issue is every major institution in the criminal justice system that could have a role to play here has conflicting interests to some extent. So, for example, prosecutors might support addressing case delays by investing more resources into evidence-sharing technology and getting more trial rooms to dispose of cases to get verdicts and send people to prison. Defense attorneys, on the other hand, may not necessarily want more trial rooms, at least in the traditional sense. Some of them, especially public defenders, may want the courts to invest in and expand mental health and drug courts, the kinds of things that get people to alternatives to incarceration, programming. Right now, the Department of Corrections is basically fighting with its own staff, the corrections officers, to get jail guards to come to work. And those staffing issues can delay trips to court because there just aren't enough guards to get people to where they need to go. So all of these institutions don't have a unified plan that they're interested in to address these case delays. And thus far, no elected official, the governor, the mayor, a top court administrator, has been able to pull these forces together and get them to work towards this goal.
George, all of this makes it seem that it makes anybody wonder whether there's a priority here to handle some of these issues in the criminal justice system. That's George Joseph reporting on the growing backlog, and all of his reporting on the crisis at Rikers Island is at gothmist.com. George, thank you.
Thank you, Michael.